Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, Jefferson.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, island style?
That's a what is that sound that I'm trying to replicate?
A bird.
No,
it's like slide guitar, right?
Slide guitar, right? But it's like a pedal guitar, like where the
pedal steel.
Pedal
that's something
steel?
Different. I don't know what that is.
Steel Magnolias.
Ukulele.
Listen to Jerry Bird. Jerry Bird is a good Hawaiian guitar player that does that type of sound.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Larry Bird.
You're thinking of Larry Bird. He's a basketball player.
Basketball player. Whoops.
Basketball extraordinaire, some might say.
Hey,
check the back of his rookie card.
You know what I just learned this weekend? The Twitter icon is named Larry.
Oh. Huh.
Must have been a wise man who told you that,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah, it was me.
It was a wise jagoff.
Folks, we're looking back at this weekend through foggy, foggy lenses.
Oh, boy. Oh, probably drunk since we got off the plane and hot, very hot sun.
So we got back from our trip to Honolulu, Waikiki Beach on Oahu.
Maybe
we told you last week we were going to do it, and then we lived up to our promise.
I got a lot of DMs from people being like, you're bullshit. You and your fucking little group are such bullshitters. You're not going anywhere.
What was that? You used to get a lot of comments from people saying that we were fucked up dickheads.
Yeah, but now that we've got this podcast, it's more, you're all bullshit.
You're all bullshit.
Everything you say is bullshit.
It's shifted.
It's not going to happen.
Well.
But I still think you're a dickhead or whatever you said. I don't want to say it.
The old feelings remain as well. Well, we're truth tellers now because we went to Hawaii. We had the time of our damn lives and we're back. We're bronze, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
We're relaxed.
And tired.
And tired and hungover.
So certain parts are bronze. Certain parts of my midsection are beet red.
Yes.
Tomato comes to mind.
I got the sort of tan lines and burns that exactly the ones I didn't want, which was farmer's tan already.
Yeah.
And then
the
selective burn on the pale parts.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the, Cosmopolitan? No.
Neapolitan.
You got the Neapolitan three colors.
You might look more like if it was just the one full burnt red, you'd be a Cosmo.
It's also kind of a little bit of a Spumoni. I got the bronze stomach, the red chest, and then the green seasick face.
That's how you tan well. You know when you like to put suntan lotion on and then you can see in the mirror the next day when you're burnt where your like fingers couldn't reach on your back and there's like a clear hand outline.
Yeah, the back always has like finger smudges of like where you couldn't quite reach the top of the back of the spine.
But I think we did all right because we employed spray lotion.
Folks, we're sponsored by Spray. Click the top and spritz it all over you.
Now, if you haven't signed off yet because of boredom, because we've been talking about tans and lotions, welcome. Welcome. A full-on welcome to you who
Aloha
could get through the bullshit.
To all of you. What do you guys see? We get into some booze news.
Ooh. Oh.
Hit the booze news theme.
Hello,
I'm Jeff Dutton,
and this is I on
Booze News.
Ooh. Oh,
Come on, lunchtime, slophead.
It's booze news, nice. You greasy little
shit. That was sent to us by Robert Persinger. And do you know what the audio clips from movies were hidden in there? Because I learned something.
I recognize Kent Brockman and the Ion Springfield music.
Mm-hmm. Is there a common theme?
Sloppy Boys stuff.
We've talked about.
I know a Happy or a Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm. Billy Madison, and then there was another that was Kevin Bacon in Tremors. Oh. Says like, "Here's your lunch, slophead."
Oh,
that's crazy.
We got to find that.
Well, that's what we. Yeah, that, I guess that is what we named this band.
Track that down. Also, Persinger and everybody. You know, the songs that we make and we release, they're not public domain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will see your ass in court.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You better lawyer up, buddy.
To borrow our favorite line from Social Network, lawyer up, asshole. So Andrew Garfield doesn't stumble on it like I just did.
He doesn't go, lawyer up, asshole.
Yeah, he doesn't almost say, lawler up.
You guys wouldn't feel bad about if, like, the way that we got really rich and successful is by suing somebody for use of our music on our own podcast. Say, hey, you sampled Slophead and then we played it on our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We I would do that. I would get paid very well.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, as long as it helps out the bottom line. Okay.
Oh yeah, we'd funnel that. Man, I am so mush mouthed today. We'll hear that on some of the clips too, I think. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Well,
much brained as well.
Mikey, bring up a good point. We got a lot of fun Hawaii clips.
Ooh.
Headed right for you, folks.
But first, booze news.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, right. Yep.
After booze news.
Okay, well, here's a little, just a quick little banger of booze news. Hey, you guys know that it's Father's Day weekend coming up right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the top story is the Shoozy. I just sent you guys a link, but from Hypebeast, this was sent to us by David Ferguson.
Oh, right.
To celebrate Father's Day, Miller Lite and New Balance have collided to create the first ever beer shoe, the Shoozy, coming together, the father of light beer and the originators of the dad shoe, crafted the shoe meets koozie to keep your beer cool in a fatherly fashion.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, looking at it, it looks like the heel of a New Balance shoe. It's chunky and everything, but it's a koozie.
Have you seen that there's a kind of like a TikTok meme of with New Balance sneakers where it's like when you know the job's going to get right or whatever, like people video like dads working in a backyard or working in a garage and just zoom in on their shoes and it's always New Balance. And it's mm-hmm. like, that's how you know the job's going to get run.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, I mean, this is one of these collabs. It's like, it's not even a real thing, you know, like they made this little product as hoping that like Jagoffs on podcasts would talk about it.
And hey,
we're playing right into taking the bait. But I want to talk about, cause it does look pretty funny, doesn't it? Like they made a koozie that is made out of a shoe balance shoe and it's going to be on sale. It's like a sneaker drop. Like you go this Sunday and you go to their website and then you buy these shoesies.
And then people will grab them. They'll resell them for a markup. Mm-hmm. That's how all these things work with the hype beasts.
What do you think of Miller Lite as a dad beer? I think that the New Balance shoe as a dad shoe, I get that. But do you think that Lite is
a little forced to call Miller Lite a dad beer.
It's also weird for them to brand it that way on their own.
It feels like a dad beer maybe from like the 70s, 80s, early 80s. But we're in the early 20-aughts.
Yeah.
What is a dad beer? I can't think of what a dad beer would be.
Early 20-aughts. Now,
Tim, don't overthink it.
I know. It's one of those things in life you just don't
want to get involved. You can move on with your life a lot easier.
Now, see, I wore New Balance in college.
Mm.
And when I was real cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me a dad.
No, it doesn't. It makes you a guy talking about his shoes from years ago.
Yeah, well, also, I guess a lot of the people we went to college with are dads.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. Dave Ferguson himself, a dad.
Oh, maybe wow. That's why he was looking at Hypebeast, hoping for dad content.
Where do the dads go?
Now, I used to wear New Balance back in college, too, and I didn't have any kids, but I still don't, but I do have several million sperm.
Right.
And I have kind of a fatherly relationship with them.
Yeah. I remember I asked you once to choose your favorite one, and you were like, I never could.
I could narrow it down to maybe 3 or 4 million that I have the closest bond with.
The best of the best.
The ones with two tails, those are not my favorite.
Those ones bring much shame to my family.
Now, if we were doing my dad's dad shoes / koozie, it would be a koozie with the Etonic brand on.
Oh, yeah.
Etonics.
What's I feel that? Like Etonic is
shoe.
Like
just a brand of shoe.
I think they kind of specialize in making wide sizes.
Oh, is that? I was gonna say, what do they bring to the table? I've never heard of Etonics.
I guess they're. I thought they were. Yeah, I guess they're wide shoes. But my dad doesn't have wide feet, so he just. I assume got them on sale.
Ignore the fact. Does he put wide. 2 feet in one shoe?
He's been known to, but not well, for yard work.
See, if I look at Bo Hanford, I think, well, that man probably likes a really heavy sock. Could that be it? That he's normal.
That could be true.
Normal foot, thick sock.
When I call him on Father's Day, I'll ask him, "Hey, Dad, you like big, thick socks?"
Record it for the pod.
I love them, son.
See ya.
You better roll on that convo.
Oh yes.
Okay, any slopheads that take the bait and go buy these shoesies on the website, send us a pic. We'll laugh.
Yeah, send us a pair.
Yeah, shit. Send us a pair. We might be taking the bait ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll be sort of like influencer guys to get a lot of free shit sent to us all the time.
You know what would be a nice thing is if we got one for Dave, but I doubt we will.
That would be nice of us.
That would be a nice thing.
We're not.
Dave, if you're listening, sorry, bud. You just know that ain't happening.
Dave, drop it. It ain't going to happen, bud. And that's Booze News.
Hey, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Okay, so, Hawaii.
Wow.
Oh.
What a town.
Jeff, you been?
I've been.
You been now? You hadn't been before, though.
Oh, right.
Tim Bin.
You should have said,
I've been once, yeah. Now twice.
You should have said, had you been.
Yeah.
Had you been.
Had you been?
You had been? Well, I knew you were there. I wouldn't ask that.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic. You get off the plane, you say, this is nice to be in.
Yeah, Hawaii, nothing like the mainland.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Ugh.
The mainland sucks. And
I'm a little embarrassed to be back.
I'm embarrassed, too. I was blushing all day today.
Yeah. When you see people on the mainland, and they're like, "Hey, well, how the hell would we get over this?" You take a boat or you take a plane, asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking around the mainland today, and everywhere I looked, I was saying, "Howlies, howlies, all these howlies." That's what us islanders call the mainland.
Yeah, and it's true, because I do, when I think of Hawaii, I miss my ohana.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I was drinking for breakfast this morning, my juice. I poured in it. I hollowed out a pineapple and drank orange juice out of the pineapple. I'm just what I'm used to now is just pineapples as cups.
Mm-hmm. Big thorny cups.
Yeah.
Ew.
Use two hands.
Ouch.
Now, the trip was happening first. We had decided we were going to go let our hair down in Hawaii. And we had my wife, Jessica, and our friend Neil with us. And then we said, we should do a Hawaiian drink.
For tax purposes.
This is all right off. If H&R Block is listening, make a note of that for us. But when we were planning our trip, we found a certain little cocktail that was going to dovetail pretty perfectly with where we were going.
Mm-hmm.
And that drink is called the... Blue Hawaii. Had you had?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh, a talking guitar? No, I had not had. And I, of course, you know, we get into this a little later. Just a heads up. There's the Blue Hawaiian.
Right.
Oh boy.
That's not what we're talking about here. If you're making a Blue Hawaiian right now, stop. Take all ingredients, even if they cross over, throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Buy all new stuff.
But we have established that is a common tiki confusion.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That was maybe a TV show we were going to make.
Yeah, did we ever make that? I can't remember if we ever shot it. I know we wrote the script. We sold it to NBC.
Yeah, advertisers are lined up. We just got to roll.
Yeah, we need some tape.
Yeah, it doesn't help that they look nearly identical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, they're baiting you to try to fuck those up.
Right. When you see the blue Hawaii, what's the first thing you think of?
Blue.
Blue.
Mm.
But when you see the blue Hawaiian, you also probably
think blue. And they both have a pineapple perched right atop.
Well, you want to hear the history of this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Let's put some of that island music under here. Not Mike doing the fake version.
If you need me.
No,
I could
we're going to get all the right. real deal.
Okay, so you guys have heard of Trader Vic.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. You guys have heard of Don the Beachcomber.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
You've heard of Tim Kalpakis.
Uh-huh.
But have you ever heard of Harry K. Yee?
Yes!
Okay, great.
No.
Harry Yee was that kind of a guy. He was a famous bartender at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Hotel in Waikiki. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hilton? I don't like Conrad Hilton. His great-granddaughter, Paris, is too promiscuous. But, even though you're totally right, Conrad Hilton was a fantastic hotelier who bought the Hilton Hawaiian Village and made it this big whole thing, one of the biggest hotels in the world. And here's the thing. When Hawaii became a state, there's lots of tourists around, right? And they're saying, hey, we want some vacation-y drinks. Mm-hmm. But as we learned, Hawaiians themselves were not big drinkers.
Right.
There was no rum. The rum was more of a Caribbean thing. So there was no, like, indigenous alcohol drinking going on whatsoever. But for that very reason, tourists in the 50s going to Hawaii, when it was, like, newly a state, were like, well, we want to drink some fun concoctions. So this guy, Harry Yee, who was the bartender at the Hilton Hawaiian Village Hotel, he invented a bunch of fun cocktails so that the tourists would have something to drink.
Is that why you dragged us down to the Hilton Hawaii Hotel?
That's precisely
God,
right.
What are we doing here?
That we were doing?
Yeah, get this microphone out of my face. What are we doing?
It's a podcast, Michael. So he invented a bunch of drinks, a whole slate of them, and then he's kind of known for popularizing popcorn, the little tiki umbrella. Those umbrellas were in the food at the Hilton, and he started putting them in the drinks. And people said, that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's funny that it already exists as a food thing. And then
you'd find them in a chicken.
Yeah. Or, you could use the toothpick to pick your teeth.
Right, sure.
But then for this specific cocktail, in 1957, he was approached by a representative from Bowles Blue Curacao. You know that brand? B-O-L-S. You'd recognize it. It's like they make a bunch of wacky colored schnapses and stuff.
They got a ridge bottle?
They do have a ridge bottle, yeah.
I know Bowles.
A representative from that company said, hey, how about you make a drink out of this blue shit that we're selling? And he said, yeah, I'll do that. He made the Blue Hawaii and it took off. It's a big hit all around the globe. And his recipe is...
Hit me.
3/4 ounce vodka. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 ounce light rum.
Mm-hmm.
1/2 ounce blue curacao.
Right.
3 ounces pineapple juice, 1 ounce sweet and sour mix. Add vodka, light rum, blue curacao, pineapple juice, and sweet and sour mix to a shaker with ice and shake until well chilled. Strain into a hurricane glass over crushed or pebble ice. Garnish with a pineapple wedge and cocktail umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I don't think I saw anyone making these for us when we got ours. When we were at a restaurant, they would like do them obviously somewhere else.
Mike, what if I told you that I snuck off and had cameras rolling on them making our Blue Hawaiis? Not a shaker in sight.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
And well, More to come.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the No Shaker and some shortcuts are kind of a common theme out there on the island. But
no hurricane glass.
No, yeah. Oh, that was because we had to, because of COVID, we had to get it to go. But had we dined in,
yes.
Then I eventually did get to get one of those. But yeah, our first round of these is clear plastic cups.
Man, I really like this idea, though, of us going to the motherfucking place where these were invented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because usually on this pod, we go, we're going to go mix it up. Oh, I mine came out too ashy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if that happens this time. I hope not. I don't like that it was another drink that was made by a company being like, hey, put this in something. We want to sell more bowl.
Yeah, well, you better get used to it, Mike.
Yeah, geez. That's every drink.
That's the corporate capital America that I've come to love.
I also wonder, like, when that happens, what are they getting out of it? Like, did Bowls give Harry, like, 1,000 bottles for free? So they, or why is this happening, you know?
Hmm. Don't know.
And why won't someone give us a new liquor to make something with?
Yeah.
Bring it to Mike Hanford's test kitchen. I'll make a Russian root.
I mean, that's it right there. Svetka Vodka wants to come over and mix it with some A&W.
How did the talks go with A&W?
They don't want anything to do with it. But if I get maybe Barks on board.
Also, I think it was Mug.
It was Mug. That's why the A&W meeting didn't go so well.
They're like, hey, we love your idea. We just we really shouldn't be putting out recipes that involve our direct competitor. It's maybe the one and only thing we should
have. Well, do you have their number? Then you're not helping me at all.
Well, you have to stick to your guns about which root beer you want to use in your recipes.
I know, you do.
You can't bend on that.
You cannot.
Well, what do you say we take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to roll the tapes from live in Waikiki.
Yeah.
Where the drink was invented for our first sips. And we'll also recount some of our little adventures along the way.
Yes.
That sounds kind of fun.
I'd listen to that. Here we go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Oh, aloha.
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 Hey, aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
We are live in Hawaii.
We're at the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki. We got a round of blue Hawaiis in the very spot where they're invented.
Let's take some first sips.
No, wait, what's in this thing?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. No one cares to know.
Nobody cares. Bottoms up.
Ooh. Now make sure to take a nice big sip.
Bubbly. I did not think it would be bubbly. Good.
That's like a... I want to say Gatorade just because it's blue.
Ooh,
but
You've been drinking the Haterade.
I won't.
It tastes strong.
Mm-hmm. There's a lemon in it. I do want to smush that lemon around a little bit.
It tastes insidious.
Much like Darth Sidious. It's a soda, huh? It's got a lemon, like a Sprite.
Yeah, it does taste like a soda.
Sprite? Get this thing out of here.
Oh, no. Jeff might cry his little fucking sheets wet.
All right.
It's garnished with a lemon.
Yep.
You know, we wanted to drink inside of the bar, but then they said, you got to take these to go. So we're out by the pool. It's kind of a chill vibe.
It's a cool
kind of early evening.
It's early evening. People are getting a lot of kids in the pool, but a lot of the parents are saying, we got to go. We got to shower up. We're going out to dinner. We have reservations, which is a big thing here in Waikiki. If you want to eat, you got to have a reservation.
Yeah, guess who doesn't have a reservation?
Yeah. Three of us.
Guess who's standing out by the pool recording a pod?
Now, we've been here a couple days, and this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great... This is our zone.
I feel like we are feeling the aloha spirit.
Yes.
I've felt it. Today we just kind of hung up. I had a few beers today.
Yeah.
In the sun. In the hot sun. I might be very burnt. Very burnt.
I had a pina colada. It was simply divine.
Uh-huh. Oh, I had many, yes.
And I had a Bloody Mary.
Mm. Hey.
And a Big Wave Lager.
I just said, keep those skinny girl jeans IPAs coming.
Skinny jeans IPA.
Skinny jeans IPA. I'm confusing with skinny girl
margarita.
Margarita, yeah. No, skinny girl wine, right?
I say every 35 episodes, we do a Hawaii episode.
Yeah, we come here, we get drunk all day, and then try a drink.
And the patrons foot the bill.
Sorry, folks, you're paying for it.
Well, in true Hawaii spirit, Jeff and in Waikiki especially, Jeff and I went surfing today.
Oh, yes.
We rented some boards, and we went surfing.
Now, how did that pan out? Because I saw you guys leave real confidently.
Yeah, we left saying, like, I've surfed before. I took a lesson. I caught a wave.
And they said it's like $20 an hour,
yep.
And then it's $10 for every additional hour. So we were like, great, we'll be out there for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, I heard Jeff say, we probably, like, once we get to, like, 3 hours, we'll probably want to come in. I said, yeah, 3 hours. We'll see how do we
go. And then we also said we should go every day.
Yep.
We'll go tomorrow and we'll go the next day.
Yeah.
Most surfers do kind of like a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday type schedule. Uh-huh.
Most surfers are really into it. They love it.
So you got big longboards and you got rash guards.
Rash guards. And we rented it all.
And they said, over here, that's where, like, you'll see there's very aqua water, tons of surfboards. Like, that's where you want to go to start. And then over there, and he points to some dark, scary water. He's like, that's where you go if you really want to catch some waves.
Yeah, we said, well, we've taken one lesson before years
we've
ago.
We've each taken one lesson.
We'll go to the dark waves.
And I followed you.
Yep.
And I was a little frustrated.
I was chugging out there. You were slow getting up.
I was slow, and I think it's because you had a bigger board.
I had a bigger desire to conquer the ocean. I just like being in the water.
Yeah. Mike, you're a little bit more, your vibe is you're one with Mother Ocean.
That's right.
She accepts you out into her.
And me, I'm like the intruder. But anyway, Mike had the 11-footer, and I had the 9-er.
Yeah, the 9-er was, the 9-foot board was tough.
And you really trounced me getting out there.
Yeah.
Every step of the way, I was like...
You took a long time. To the point that I was like, I don't think Jeff likes this.
Right.
Well, and then I started to feel like, well, I just got to ditch him, and I'm out there. Well,
so
this guy's
so we get out, and we're cutting hard right, and now we're like way... I would say like... Is a mile crazy? I think we're like
That's
a mile.
That's crazy. We're not a mile.
No, I think we are.
Maybe. Well, one it seems knot. Like it, because a knot, maybe. I don't know.
Well, anyway.
We'll go back tomorrow and ask the guy. Were we a mile out there? I don't care.
So I'm paddling. And I've surfed before. I've gotten up before, folks.
Yeah.
I was confident. Cocksure.
Yeah.
And well, I'm paddling, and then things start to go south.
A little south for you. From my perspective,
We got out.
Well, don't go to the big part yet.
Okay, okay.
Oh, the big part.
So we got out to.
Was there a tsunami?
In certain respects. We get out there, we're paddling. I'm trying to catch waves. Jeff's trying to catch waves. I just couldn't get the timing right. Never got the timing right.
Right.
The waves are there because I saw other people catching them right.
Right.
I just was not my timing.
Was there like a lineup? Or were you guys, you and other surfers?
We kept drifting away from the lineup just because, like, the
so you were just kind of your own little two-man lineup.
There was a lineup in the area we were supposed to be in.
Yeah.
But we were out in, like, with sea turtles.
There was.
we were out amongst nature and the reef.
Is the lineup where all the surfers are all lined up?
Just chilling on the boards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's where I am every morning,
yeah,
the lineup.
Sorry, I forgot, yeah.
And there was a woman there who, like, looked like she knew what she was doing. And got away from us because she could kind of see we were in the way. Like she was a good surfer who was doing her own thing, and like us, I'm catching my own special waves, and I got to get away from you.
It's dorks. Kind of funny though, if you are a really good surfer, to be in Waikiki in the middle of the madness. That's like skateboarding on the Vegas Strip.
Isn't the North Shore like where?
Yeah, like the best surfing in the world.
The North Shore is where the big pipelines are, and the Waikiki is where like the beginners kind of like. Learn how to do it well. Right. The waves are consistent.
Oh, and somebody said it's the best place in the world to learn how to surf.
Yeah,
that's what somebody told us at some point yesterday.
So we figured since we've each had a lesson and we got up to those lessons, we'll be fine.
So Mike's out there; he's getting the waves a little early.
Yeah,
he's not quite.
Oh, you can't do that.
I was trying to pop quickly, it wasn't happening.
And Jeffy is paddling, just trying to get out there, catch up to him. I get out there, and then I'm exhausted. Like, can't really even, like, move around as much as I'd like.
You're in the sun.
And I'm in the sun. And look, folks, I drank last night, but not a ton.
Yeah.
I had a pina colada at 10 o'clock.
But not
a huge one. And I had breakfast.
Sure.
So I'm out there, and I start to feel like I'm, like, headachy. And I start to feel a little seasick, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. No.
So
I start to feel a little tingly in the arms, in the extremities. And so it's really hard to, like, fucking paddle around. And I started to feel like I'd feel better if I maybe just puked a little bit.
Oh, no.
And so just a little tiny puke came out.
Wait, the fish?
The fish
loved it.
Just splattered on the board and the rash guard.
Didn't look crystal clear today.
But now, Mike, I'm trying to signal Mike because I'm like, I kind of have no energy out there.
Yeah.
Real low energy Jeb Bush situation.
So I'm trying to catch the waves, as I'm saying. I'm failing. And, you know, every once in a while, I'm just kind of, like, laying down on the board, kind of be like, all right, let me catch my breath a little bit. I look over Jeff. He is sitting on his board, forehead down on the board as well. And I'm like, okay, he's same as me. We're just kind of, like, trying to catch our breath. Catch another wave, try. Look over Jeff, same thing. Third time.
Fetal.
He is laying
vertical
down.
Fetal on the board.
Yeah.
It would never occur to me that someone would be seasick just on a surfboard.
Yes,
like
of course.
You're supposed to be on a big cruise ship.
I don't think anyone admits to this type of thing.
And then
so then I said, Jeff, are you okay? And I look over at him and he's green. Like I've never seen a cartoon green person before in my life. And he makes a signal like I've been throwing up. And does an X with his arms, like, I'm done. Yeah, I am done with this. So I'm like, all right, I paddle over to him, and I'm smelling puke in the water. Maybe seeing chunks, could have been algae, we don't know.
Could have been
yet.
Algae.
There were chunks of algae up there.
Well, he ate algae last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then the sharks show.
Yeah.
But then, Mike, you were there for bout number two.
A lot of heaving, a lot of... Yeah.
Then came the rapid fire, three, four, like your stomach is just doing it.
Oh, and like a big full puke.
A big, big full puke.
I can't believe that happened out there today.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at him because he's like, ooh, goes out on a surfboard and throws up because they're seasick.
A family of sea turtles rolled their eyes.
Yeah. It was a pathetic showing.
Hey!
No, but you understand.
You were supposed to save me.
No, I told you. I said, like, I'll paddle us in if you want to hold on to the back of the board. You're like, I'm fine.
Okay, so getting back into fucking shore is like 20 full minutes of paddling against Mother Nature that wants to keep you out there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
right, it's the waves coming back.
I would like have my head in my hand and do like five, six strokes with one side and then like flip to the other. I'm like frog leg kicking, which it seems like kicking doesn't do shit. You got to paddle.
No,
huh?
I don't know what's going on out there.
And
yeah.
So we eventually get back and we've drifted so far from the hotel that we have to walk like four blocks back to the
rental place.
We were
four hotels down.
Oh my God.
And I looked at other servers who were just like, cruising, paddling, like gliding along the water, and Jeff
were
and I
were barfing?
Like, oh no, they seemed like they were comfortable in the water. They enjoyed doing it. They were their complexions were tan and
you know,
lively,
probably
bright.
Wake up in the morning, have a little Ipecac, get all the puke out of the way, and then they can enjoy.
Yeah.
So I plan on going out tomorrow, and Jeff says he will too, but I don't.
Folks,
I don't trust it.
I will not be broken.
What have been cliffhangers?
I'm going out, and I'm going to take some Dramamine. I think that's going to be the secret weapon.
Also, what's ginger stuff, right? Like ginger candy?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like a whiskey ginger?
Yeah.
Like
a
penicillin?
Yeah.
Like a Moscow Mule?
I will probably go without you, Jeff, because I cannot babysit anymore. I have to focus on getting up. I cannot find you puking anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Folks, it's up to me to win back his trust.
Can he do it tomorrow? Hopefully.
Stay tuned. We'll find out.
Let's talk about these drinks for a second.
It tastes like Sprite, right? It really tastes just a blue Sprite.
It's a very sweet Sprite. Who made this?
That lady in there.
Okay, but I know that the pod listener knows what's in this by the time we play this recording, but as I'm sipping it right now, it just tastes very vodka-y to me. Is that right?
It's rum and vodka. Good tongue.
Thanks.
Rum and vodka, splash of pineapple juice. This seems to have Sprite, which I didn't know. And then
Curacao.
But the blue Curacao is that, you know, that brand Bowls, B-O-L-S. It's like they make like all kinds of schnapps and stuff.
No shit.
This is blue Bowls Curacao. And the
have you heard that? That is Neil, contest winner Neil. He followed us to Hawaii.
I heard someone saying blue balls.
Neil won the
slop
your
Hawaii.
Way to the beach contest.
Yep, yep. You wrote another essay for that, didn't you, Neil?
Yeah.
You finished up. You wrote more about our abs.
Yeah.
Because we had popped a couple new abs and then you covered them.
Yeah.
And I sort of imagined what even more of them would look like. And it was sort of like a sci-fi piece.
The second essay was a lot of just more kind of grotesque versions of pictures, mostly pictures.
Yeah. It was kind of like my cyberpunk kind of tribute.
All right, well.
I truly, vodka and Sprite, that's all I'm tasting.
Yeah, that's it. It's great.
That's not bad. Make it yourself. Won't be as blue. Just vodka and Sprite.
Yeah, Curacao. Like, what is supposed to be the flavor of Curacao?
Orange. It's liqueur made from orange peels.
I don't taste it.
And then just blue food color. I feel like this is... We're at the hotel where this drink was invented. I think the tropics is, like, probably established in 2004.
Yeah.
This bar that we're at. And I think that this... when she was making the drink, did she reach for a bunch of different bottles?
She may have had a mix going on.
They probably get it a lot.
What do you think? I think you did. You take a video, Jeff? We gotta check.
I got a video of the tail end, folks.
So all the other stuff is sweet enough that it.
Yeah.
That might be how they make Sprite.
When you just put sweet stuff.
This might be where they make it.
Yeah.
When you said. Orange peels. I instantly tasted that.
Yeah, I do taste the bitter.
There's an aftertaste that's a little bitter.
Yeah.
I also feel like my first sip was very different from this sort of down. But now I'm just like, oh yeah, it is sort of Sprite-y now. But the first one I got more of a sense of like something a little more specific.
Definitely not a swayed by the smell drink.
Are we going to have another one of these later and can we like revisit this or do we just give our... Do we appraise it now?
This is one of those podcasts where it's just like, we got two more days here, so we'll see what happens.
Ooh, I like it.
And the next time we check in, it might be a different drink.
If we see it on a different menu, should drink it on a different menu and compare and contrast.
Tim, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Let's do that.
Great.
Yes.
Aloha, folks.
We'll see you the next round.
Aloha.
By the way, when should Jess and I sign the releases?
Oh, yeah. When does our paperwork come through?
Well, that's like dealt with.
We posted signs in your hotel rooms that to say,
we'll see you in court for
did
that.
Did you get Daniel's email? You need to talk to Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah, talk to Daniel.
We meant to ask, do you guys?
Yeah, talk to damn Daniel guy.
What do you guys think of Lucy Nicotine Gum? Do you think it's great? Okay, we gotta go.
Wow.
Damn.
There it was.
We are like kind of like Vice reporters, have the docu audio right from the scene.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't. I don't know what. I don't really watch that show, but yeah.
I guess it is a show. Yeah, it was a magazine.
It's a show. It's a network. It's hip. It's hip. It's out there.
And you know what? Listening to that audio made me a little nostalgic.
Oh my God!
I was right back on Island Time.
So you heard all the kids yelling in the background. That's like it was nighttime at that point, and this pool at the Hilton Garden
hopping
with kids and parents and no lights.
The water was not lit. It was pitch black. 1,000 kids underwater drowning.
It was very weird.
And then the parents are kind of fine with it. Hey, less kids for us.
No lifeguard on duty.
Now there was a lot of big talk in that surfing story about you guys going out the next day.
What did we say? What did we say? We're going to go out every single day.
Every single day. How many days did you end up surfing?
I didn't go anymore.
Zero.
I didn't go anymore.
It's a big goose egg.
What happened?
Here's what happened. I was sore from the paddling, and my feet were all banged up for hitting them on the bottoms of the, on tops of the rocks under the water.
No joke, beat up. Like, one of your toenails was bloody all around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was from when Tim stepped on it.
Yeah, that was an unrelated.
Right before we had the, we were taking a picture with these drinks, and Tim stepped on my foot.
No. I think it was the surfing.
Yeah, maybe in the surfing, the... sand maybe got in. Anyway.
I mean, let's just... a word of warning to anyone out there. Don't wear Birkenstocks when you're hanging out with Tim. Because you're going to get stomped.
If you've seen... If Tim's had a few drinks in him, put your steel toes on. so we didn't go anymore. Too sore and just kind of not into it. Would rather have hung by the pool, which is what I did.
Yeah. I did buy Dramamine.
Mm.
And I was waiting cautiously for you to say, Jeffy, let's go. And I was going to go if you said the word.
Is that why you were kind of nervous the whole rest of the trip?
I kind of feel like you chickened out on going a second time.
Uh-huh.
But,
because I kept saying, the next day.
Yeah.
And that's what, guess what? Now the next day is I'm here in L.A.
Yeah.
Which surfing is also happening here, too. So I probably won't do
that. There's no way to do it.
You had a feeling of unfinished business on when that recording we listened to. You guys were like... You were going surfing again so that you could feel like you had conquered the beast.
Oh, right. Now, I still have that feeling. I'm disappointed, Tim. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed. The listeners are disappointed.
As long as
I can
you're
feel
sad,
that.
I'm happy.
I'm sad. I'm mad. I'm kind of, now I'm kind of glad.
Okay, well.
Hey, what's 35 times 270?
Mm-hmm.
When we go on a trip for episode 70, we'll go surfing again.
Okay.
Wow. Now, Jeff, you said that you'd been surfing before and that you had gotten up before and ridden a wave. Mm-hmm. You neglected to mention that time that our friend Ryan pushed your board like a dad.
No. I received no pushes.
Really?
I mean, I probably...
You caught a wave all... Because I was there that day.
You were there and that was
Santa Barbara.
That was a fun day. Carpinteria.
Yeah, I would get on a board and then our friend would say, here comes a wave. And then he'd push me. And I would catch the wave, but I did none of the work, and he was able to help me catch a wave.
Oh, I definitely caught a couple of raw dogs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing that, because when I took my lesson years ago, I got up, I did get up, like with the paddling and everything, and I wasn't being pushed, but the instructor was like telling me exactly when to like do the stuff.
Mm.
He was like, paddle, but I'll pop up, Mike, you're doing it.
You son of a bitch, you wonderful son of a bitch,
you're doing it. So getting back, I mean, we don't have to focus on this ill-fated surfing trip.
This is not a surf podcast.
It's not a surf podcast.
It's not a puke podcast.
It's not about puke. It's not about not doing the thing you said you were going to do all week.
I am not Kelly Slater. I am not sitting here with Chloe Andino.
No.
He's also not Laird Hamilton.
Thank
and he's
you.
Not sitting here with being directed by Stacey Peralta.
Hey, he got a haircut like Laird.
Yeah.
But he's not surfing like
no.
that.
No, no, no.
I wonder if Laird Hamilton has ever been seasick in his life on anything.
Sure.
No, I think this Definitely. Is a guy who lives in the ocean. No. He does the water.
See,
he loves it.
Even these pros, they get on a niner like me, and they turn green on those things. Man, they should put a warning on those boards.
It was like I could see a shade, like a pale green going on in your face.
Yeah. Seafoam.
Nasty stuff.
Yeah.
The drink.
Okay, let's get back to the drink.
Like you heard, we don't have to rehash. It was Spritey. It was from a place that was a little more of a TGI Fridays, perhaps.
Because Ruby that was Tuesdays. The thing that, yeah, I mean, the bar that we got these drinks from, it wasn't necessarily Harry Yee's bar.
It was
sure
called
that
Tropics,
bar,
right?
Yeah, yeah, this was a place called the Tropics. And I don't even know that they're aware that they invented this drink. You know, it was just like a drink they
what is
have
with
the menu.
Same thing happened at the Cotton Club, if I'm not mistaken. Was it Cotton Club?
No, the
Trinidad Sour Club.
Yes,
Clover Club.
Yeah, I don't think that people other than podcast hosts really care about where drinks had
yeah,
their...
Yeah, I'm starting to think that we're the dorks.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that this is that a fool's errand. But... No, we also hadn't, before we drank those, we didn't even give a good look at the ingredients. Now, I was raving about Sprite. It makes sense. There's sour mix and there's club soda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that made Sprite. They just went kind of easy on the pineapple juice. And I don't know. I mean, that drink, it looks nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, it's as blue as the ocean waves.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. With the ocean that has a little bit of puke also floating in
yes,
it.
Yes,
But those cups we were drinking out of were to go. And then when we, remember we circled back later that night.
Uh-huh.
As we mentioned, there were no reservations to be had in this damn town. We struck out trying to eat dinner and then we ended up just coming back to that bar and getting bar food. But I ordered a second round of the Blue Hawaii at the Tropics. Mm-hmm. And I, because we were dining in, I got it in the hurricane glass.
That's right.
And it was more short and squat.
Cool. Yeah.
Tasted the same, but it was more of a thrill to be drinking out of the appropriate glass.
My feeling with that drink was, I don't know if this is influenced by the events that had come before or the drinks that had come before, but it just felt like a sugary college alcohol-y heartburn bomb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is called. It had a kind of a jungle juice flair to it, and
very Kool-Aid-ish.
It didn't have that tiki, that Don the Beachcomber like.
There was no like
dark rums
spicy
and lime
balance.
You know,
yeah,
where it's just like, ooh, this became something else. It was sugary and bubbly. You know, fun to drink outside on the beach, but it didn't have that freaky tiki magic we've come to love.
It's like Kool-Aid, but also I don't know what the alcohol just felt burny.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Maybe it was just a cheap vodka. I don't know.
I'm actually a Bernie bro.
Hey,
right
on.
But now after that bar, another night we popped into a kind of divey, touristy, tiki-ish bar called Arnold's that had been recommended to me.
I remember.
I said, hey, Arnold seems like they have a Blue Hawaii. And I asked, and they said yes, and I ordered it. Do you guys want to hear a clip of me tasting it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go. What is up? This is Tim from the Slobby Boys podcast. I'm at Arnold's in Waikiki, and I'm having a Blue Hawaii. Okay, here we go. It's delicious.
There's
tight
a review.
That's
succinct.
A clip,
yeah.
You know?
We didn't have to rehash misadventures of the day.
That was good. That was more like talk soup. You know, kind of, here's the clip. Hey,
What was the music playing in the background? That was good stuff.
They did have great music. There was a lot of Chance the Rapper going on that night.
Yeah, a lot of us trying to figure out if it was Chance the Rapper, this new project he's working on.
Racking our brains.
We couldn't figure it out. Well, somebody figured it out, and I just forget.
But that drink was basically like a blue pineapple juice. Mm-hmm. It did not have any bubbles in it.
No bubbles.
And it tasted like blue pineapple juice.
But
and
like
I liked it more, but still, it didn't have that freaky tiki.
And still rum and vodka, right?
Rum and vodka. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and that one was a little bit on the weak side. It really just tasted kind of like a big iced juice.
That's really your like Chili's Grill and Bar version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I do believe we had a third outing.
You guys.
Yes, we had a couple at the Royal Hawaiian.
Yeah. Here's the clip.
All right. Hey, Sloppy Boys. We're back. Slop Heads, I should say. We are back. Day three of the Hawaiian trip. I could go for three more, to be honest with you. Three more days. Where are we? We're at the Royal Hawaiian.
The Mai Tai Bar.
I tell you, that sun knocks you out. You spend enough time in that. Plus, drinking a lot. I've been drinking and sitting in the sun, so that's cause for the mush mouth. Here we go.
What's up to all the listeners?
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining up with us here in lovely Waikiki. We got new Blue Hawaiis.
We're at the Royal Hawaiian Resort. It's fantastic here. It's got
the Mai Tai Bar.
The Mai Tai Bar, but we're having the Blue Hawaiis here. We just got a cool cabana that we upgraded to. Just because I think we're cool people.
Now, place your bets. You think this is going to be better than the one at the Hilton? I bet it's better.
Can I pass it to you?
I think so. Yes, we got forks now for the fruit plate.
You got it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so if you're just checking in, we just got forks and plates and napkins for the fruit plate. Napkins for the fruit plate. Here we go. I'm taking a sip of this Blue Hawaii.
Second sips.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's much better.
That's more coconutty.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what it is.
Coconut.
They added something where it doesn't just taste like a college concoction.
Right. Yeah, this is like...
I'll tell you, though, this to me seems like it could be a Blue Hawaiian, which has coconut milk in it. Blue Hawaiian.
Oh, brother.
Has coconut. Blue Hawaii is pineapple.
Now, and the waiter did have a distinction. She was like, the Blue
she
Hawaii
said blended
is
blended on the rocks.
Yeah.
So do we think we have the wrong drink here?
Well, I guess so.
It looks like the one
it looks
like we could hire a private investigator, like a Magnum P.I. type, to try to get to the bottom of this.
You kind of look right like there. Magnum P.I.
Yeah, I guess I am kind of.
Gumshoe for hire, gumshoe for hire.
This is perfect.
Hey, perfect.
Sir.
Yeah, what do you want?
We need someone to...
Right off.
All right, see you later.
I'm on the case.
That really worked.
Hey, didn't that gumshoe who could have had work just now look a lot like contest winner Neil Campbell?
Oh,
hey. Yeah. Yeah, this is better. This tastes like, to me, a blue pina colada.
Yeah, it's balanced. The other one tastes like detergent or something.
The other one, it looked like detergent. They all do. The other one was from a quick TGI Fridays style spot. This is legit. All right, I'm going to dig into some of this watermelon, and guys, we'll check in later.
Peace out.
Bye.
Oh, well, Mike, don't leave us hanging. How was the watermelon?
The watermelon was not as good as the Blue Hawaii that they had there. That was, you go to an actual place that makes the tiki drinks, you get the better tiki drink.
I am starting to think, though, that was a Blue Hawaiian.
Yeah.
When you ordered it, did you look at a menu or did you just...
No, I said Blue Hawaii, and then she said, okay, one comes on ice and one comes, like, blended
frozen.
With ice.
Yeah,
yeah, frozen.
Yeah.
And we're like... And then I thought she said, one is the Hawaiian, one is the Hawaii. And I said, yeah, we want the one, the Hawaii. And she's like, okay, that's the one that's just on
She's like, what
ice.
Are you, you're some kind of podcaster?
Yeah.
But you got the common tiki confusion.
But looking at the recipe on liquor.com for the Blue Hawaiian, mm-hmm. I'm seeing 1.5 ounce light rum, 3/4 ounce blue curacao, 2 ounces pineapple juice, 3/4 ounce cream of coconut, 1/2 ounce lemon juice, and then with the garnishes are pineapple, cherry, and cocktail.
So the same shit plus a can of coconut cream.
And also less, like, they doubled the rum and they lost the vodka.
So that is basically like a kicked up, it's a blue pina colada.
Yeah.
And that came later. So do you think, what do you think, at the Royal Hawaiian when you got this, do you think that they were making... the Blue Hawaiian, or do you think that they don't care and they're just kind of...
I wonder if they're just like doing their own spin on a Blue Hawaii, and then if you add coconut, though, that's like, seems like the one thing that makes it a Hawaiian.
Well, it's funny with tiki, like the options seem to be pineapple, you want something pineapple-y or you want something coconut-y, so then you make a drink that has both, you're kind of like, well, what's left, you know?
In any case, the taste was superior.
I agree.
And that was a better bar. The Mai Tai bar has a really good, the Vic's 44 Mai Tai there is really good.
It's historic.
Fancy place.
The whole building is like pale pink with these pink umbrellas.
Folks, this is like the Punch Drunk Love Mad Men hotel that you always see, historic old pink hotel. It's gorgeous. You probably know it from My Honeymoon.
That's right.
Ooh.
After we had these drinks, I kind of like, they had some chairs set up. I was rocking chairs, and I was sitting in rocking chairs in the sort of lobby area.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I recorded, I just sort of let my mind wander. I sort of recorded something here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we listen to it?
Let's listen to it.
Or do you just want to hold on to it?
No, I want to share it with you guys at least, and then we'll decide if we want to put it on.
I feel like it could be good pod fodder.
Yeah, a good pod fodder. And this is, it was just a nice, it's a sort of a magical spot for me.
Hey, Hanford. Play it. Play it now.
Okay. Here you go.
I'm here at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, sitting in a rocking chair in the breezeway of the lobby, looking out upon Waikiki Beach. This hotel is iconic. The exterior is bright pink, if you could imagine such a thing. Looking out over their beautiful, well-manicured, lush green lawn. Two funny looking birds with bright yellow beaks are chit-chat titter-tattering to each other. The waves are rolling in, there's a breeze in the air, the smell of sweet dew floats by my nose. The sea, my eyes gazing upon the lineup of surfers sitting amongst a collection of royal blue, azure, and foamy aquamarine water. A sight that could only inspire poetry for me, a lyricist, poet, storyteller, and free spirit. Here it is. This poem is called The Rays of Waikiki. Waikiki, oh Waikiki, your bright red hot sun has done a number on me. Not on my legs and arms where my lotions can reach, but on my back, bright red patches that hurt like a beach. Aloha, mahalo, and aloha.
Wow.
It's one of those spots you just get inspired. And as you guys are songwriters too, to a degree.
To a degree.
You sort of...
Not at your level, but yeah.
What's that?
Not at your level of songwriter.
No. No. Well, you heard the poetry. Yeah, you just get the feeling, and it flows. Everyone talks about the flow. It's, I don't know where this stuff comes from. It just comes right out of the air, and I'm the guy writing it.
Yeah, I didn't know we were out there with Jack Kerouac 2.0.
Yes. Yeah, you were. But just magical.
Yeah, I remember seeing you. We were sitting there at a table drinking our stupid blue drinks, and then you just got really inspired and just kind of walked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even say, excuse me. It just, that's how it took me.
Well, it's really impressive to hear that type of thing, just stream of consciousness. Because it feels like the type of poem that you would have been slaving over for months and months.
It sounds like the work was done for years and years.
Right.
But, well, when you're, you know, when you have the experience that I do, it is not work anymore. Right. It's actually a lot of fun.
You can tell that, like, this is not a guy who pulled up blue on a thesaurus and found azure and aquamarine.
What is a thesaurus? Oh, a spot to get all the, synonyms.
Wait,
of course.
Right.
I don't even know.
He
doesn't
even know. He's such a good poet that he doesn't even know.
What it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
You know what would be a funny joke is if you were like, a thesaurus, you know, a synonym dictionary, a alternate word book.
That's good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Kinda...
And it's funny that, Mike, you were so verbose, and you're just like, you seem like an entirely different person in that moment. Because most of the rest of the trip, you were kind of
just
a drunk dumbass.
Around like a jack-off.
Yeah. Yep. That can happen, too.
Oh,
yeah,
it's sort of an alter ego that sort of got inspired.
Right. I'd like to make the drunk... dumbass nerd dork guy the alter ego, and maybe we don't see him as much.
Yeah.
Change the ratio a little bit at least. Yeah.
And the regular ego is the ultramarine guy.
Right, the cool poet guy.
Well, speaking of cool stuff, I actually had kind of a cool experience when we were in Hawaii that I got a chance to tell you guys about.
Oh, nice.
Do you guys know that the theme from Hawaii Five-0?
Yeah. Oh, Jeff's got it. Good.
It's a fantastic theme song, right? And don't you love that when a TV show theme song is just like, it's musical and just that melody is like so great. Doesn't need words or anything. And it's just like a simple melody sticks in your head. It's a fantastic song. I've always loved that. But did you hear this thing about how they're thinking about adding a new note to that song? Yes.
Hold on. This is the original classic Hawaii Five-0.
Time honored.
And they're thinking about adding a note.
They're thinking about it. I don't think that they have made a decision yet, but the people out there in Hawaii are kind of have been like tinkering with the song and thinking that maybe it might be time for a new note.
Now, if I'm not completely off my rocker, the Hawaii Five-0 TV show is still on. They have a new version of it.
There's a new version. But the song's got to be different, right? There's no way that's a,
It's the same song. It's a time honored song that people love.
But it must be like a Chemical Brothers remix of the old one or something, right?
Well, all I know.
I want to hear about this added note, and I'm sorry I brought up anything else.
Know the notes.
Well, look, you guys know the original song. I know the original song. We love it. It's a great melody.
Right.
I'm not the type of guy that maybe I'm too much of a traditionalist or I'm old fashioned. I don't want to necessarily add a new note to a song. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, the people of Hawaii are really excited about this new note, I guess. So, well, Mike, you were recording your poem. And Jeff, I think you were in the bathroom. I snuck off to, Iolani Palace, where King Kamehameha ruled. Big palace in the center of town. I snuck down there into the vault underneath the palace.
Wow.
Looking around in where they keep all their kind of secret audio tapes. And I found the tape where this is the new version of the song they're thinking about releasing. They did it as a test, and they're thinking about this being the new version of the song.
And they're just keeping a test in the vault.
Yeah, because they didn't want to go public with it yet. Right. So they internally have been like testing these
still
things.
Under consideration in the vault.
You have more luck sneak around in vaults than any other person I know.
I know. I really come alive when I like sneak down those stairs and give me a lock. But
your rival is only the whip man himself, Indy Jones.
My idol someday.
Indy Jones.
Indy Josh.
Indy Josh.
So I put the tape down my pants and I snuck out and I brought it home to the mainland. And I haven't listened yet, but I thought we could listen to this tape. And like it's you know, you guys are looking at this canister with me right now. It says there's masking tape here. It says Hawaii Five-0 theme plus new note question mark.
Right.
So this seems like it's probably the tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen and see what we think.
So far, so good.
Drums are great.
Yeah.
Rousing.
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's pretty awful, I think.
I just don't see. Also, they used it more times than they really probably needed to.
Yeah, but is it a new note or just a new sound of the new instrument making the note?
Well, I have perfect pitch, and when I heard that, it sounded like it was a D.
Okay. But isn't that what it would be? Would that be? Was a D played there in the in the normal version?
No, I think that in the original version there's probably an E there, and now there's a D there.
I don't have perfect pitch. I'm lost.
And instead of a guitar, it's like a barge.
Yes, you are bringing up a good point, which is like you should stick with the arrangement at least. Like the instrumentation was working.
Right, right. Mm. Well, the instrument that's playing the note right ahead of it, keep that instrument.
I don't hate it.
It's not terrible.
Like it's a rousing song and it lets you know that something is going to start. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. what better than to have a barge
mm-hmm.
go,
right.
And right. I mean, to be honest, they haven't released this. They're just tinkering with it. So, you know, I actually feel like I kind of invaded their privacy a little bit. Maybe when they finally come out with the real note, it'll be a different note altogether. I didn't mean to step on their process.
It's interesting because in this modern age of media, we have a lot of remakes happening. I know it's you know, trying to make the money back the best way they can. I get it. And, you know, when I saw Planet of the Apes, I said, what is this junk? I've seen the movie two times since. I love it.
You're talking about the new Apes?
Yes, the new one. I wouldn't watch the old one. I've never seen the old one.
This is Wahlberg?
That's right.
No. Wahlberg?
Wahlberg was in one of them.
Yeah, are you talking Franco? Wahlberg or are you talking Franco?
Franco.
Yeah, he's talking
about Franco. No, I'm more talking about the third in the new series.
War from the Apes.
That's right.
The War of the Apes.
Yeah.
Is that one... Isn't that the one, though, where they did have, like, a cool director and everything was cool?
Yeah, Matt Reeves. Oh, he's directing The Batman. Coming.
Oh!
The Pattinson one?
Yes.
Oh.
Patton is Batman.
Pattinson.
Pattinson is Batman. Son.
Son.
Well, that's great.
Tim, I'm glad you got that tape.
I know.
And I'm glad you didn't get arrested bringing it back to the mainland.
Yeah.
Me too, because I had to declare it with customs. I wrote stolen tape.
And you know, there's this long, sad tradition of people going to places like Hawaii and like taking the riches of these exotic places and then taking them back to the mainland.
It's funny that in the old days it would have been natural resources, flora and fauna, but these days TV themes are intellectual property is where the real money is.
Yeah.
You
know? Even temp ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even saw some guys in the plane smuggling in some Planet of the Apes masks.
Those fools.
Yeah, talk about a sort of a climax of both stories.
Well, guys, what do you think we take a little break and we'll come back and we'll wrap this shit up.
Good.
Love it.
Good thinking.
Aloha.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey,
Hey, folks, and aloha. Mm. We're back with our final thoughts on the Blue Hawaii.
Well, my feeling at first is, you see, you know, we're back from Hawaii too.
That makes me sad.
That was not a fun ride back here on the
plane. Yeah, our final thoughts on the mainland is that it's bad.
Mainland bad, Hawaii land good.
Yeah, the drink.
Island.
The drink
iRobot
is kind of, I gotta say, not so good.
Is that why that guy was using an iPad next to the pool?
Island?
Yeah. I was wondering if maybe Apple sort of... You were saying, Jeff...
Wait, hold on. Is the I in island always lowercase? Oh.
And there's
it's this corporate shit that we hate.
I know it.
And there's no S.
Did we go to Hawaii or are we just in some fucking Cupertino island? Oh, fuck everything.
Sorry, Jeff. You were saying you love the drinks?
No, the drink is bad. but Hawaii, there's a place. You should go check it out.
Yes. Do yourself a favor and go there and have fun.
Go out there. Have a few laughs. Go to Coconut Bananas. Wait, what was it called?
Coconuts.
We went to Coconuts.
Oh, and let's talk about real good drinks, dudes. One night, we shook the touristy area. We went into fucking Chinatown. We went to Skull and Crown and had some good tiki
fantastic
drinks.
They were serving skulls, some of them. They were on fire, some other ones.
And this was some Don the Beachcomber shit with some really good food and a fantastic experience.
Yeah. We got some videos I'm sure we will have posted by the time this is live.
And in general, I think we drank a lot of great Mai Tais, both at the Mai Tai bar at the Royal Hawaiian and everywhere. So, you know. Our final thoughts on Mai Tai might be positive when we get to that episode. Yeah.
And hey, talk about a place where the pineapples grow on trees. There are pineapples. Yeah. I actually don't know if that's true. But pineapples everywhere in Hawaii.
Well, and you guys drank pina coladas out of those big fat pineapples.
That was so good.
Oh, that was good.
My thought on the Blue Hawaii, not my favorite. Maybe it's just because we got it at a bad place. But the Blue Hawaiian that I had, I really liked.
That
was good.
Bodes well. Maybe we do a compendium episode where have the Blue Hawaiian, and then we say, oh.
Now, Tim, for some of the dumber listeners, define compendium.
That's like computer. Endium is kind of like the Pentium 2 processor, it sounds like it's all tech stuff.
Say no more. I know what you mean.
My final thought is also, I didn't like this drink, but it's the definition of a don't order again. But I guess order once. If you are in Hawaii and you want to have a blue thing in your hand that everyone looks at and says, you got a fun drink, you could order it once. But this is not to be confused with some delightful tiki concoction. This is kind of a silly blue dork drink.
It's in amongst so many other good drinks worth your time.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Exactly. That's a good way of putting it. I would say maybe if you got this stuff at home, try making it yourself.
Yeah, and then tweet us online. Yeah.
Tell us if you like it. So the weekend sort of ended up 4-day weekend, and we were there 4 days, right?
Four nights. 5 days.
And I remember the last place we were on Sunday night. We all got our tiki drinks and stuff, and then the second round was just like, I'll just have a beer. I'll have a gin and tonic. And I was sitting next to Jessica, and she was like, I think we're done with the tiki drinks after 5 days of drinking these sugary things. I was like, I'm done.
Also, I was never really, I know we were joking on like the surf story and stuff. I don't think I was ever truly hungover, but when the tiny little hangovers compound over like 3 days, I remember we had like a couple Bud Lights in the room, Mike, and on the last day, there was one Bud Light left, and we were like packing up, and you pulled it open and you cracked that last Bud Light. I couldn't bear to look at it.
Wait, was this in the morning?
Yeah, I was hoping for a little hair of the dog, because that last morning, I think all the hangovers caught up to me.
Well, Mike, you're one of these Great Depression era kids where you don't like to leave a wounded soldier behind, because you were also lamenting that you left some Domino's pizza in your fridge.
That's right. We had some good Domino's pizza left over. And even still, some of the chairs I hadn't sat on in the room, I got sat down for a minute, got my money's worth.
I've had that with hotels. If I don't swim in the pool, like the last hour before I leave, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, that was me in the water slide. Yeah. Cause we were honestly great, great recommendation. Something I see on, websites all the time when you're looking at accommodations is an adults only pool.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this place, we hung out at this pool for a part of the day, every day.
Yeah. And it was just like a cool infinity pool area.
And so there was this other pool though, that was utter chaos.
It was a madhouse.
And it had like the slides and stuff. And you know I had to go down that slide. Yeah, man.
There's some really good people watching in the adult pool, though, because it was an infinity pool where you look off into the horizon and you could lean up against the wall. And everybody was taking selfies, but not just normal selfies. They were all, a lot of the boyfriends were tasked with getting a butt shot of the girlfriends.
Oh,
kinda,
sure, yeah.
Kind of doing a dolphin, like looking off into the horizon with but also cheeks the, poking up yeah, in the back.
The butt cresting the water.
Yeah.
We saw people dipping their hair in the water and flipping it back, and the boyfriend taking the picture just as it, boom, the water's flying around, and that might, check Instagram, some of those pictures might be up there.
Yeah, check the location tags.
Yeah. And also, right in the edge of the infinity pool over the infinity edge, there was a little sign that said,
selfie spot.
Take your selfies here. This is a great selfie spot.
Selfie spot. And it worked. People were like, well,
the diamond head says, in the background, maybe.
I got to go back there and get a selfie. I never did.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/ The Sloppy Boys. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Okay, I want to say aloha, but I want to make it clear it's the goodbye form of aloha.
And I'll say mahalo for listening. That means thank you.
Hey, and me? Bon voyage.
Oh. Peace out.